the rest of the story. If the war had gone the other way, we might now be the Confederate States of America. The South was more than a confederacy of angry, aimless Johnny Rebs, remember. It considered itself an emerging nation, the Confederate States of America, led by its own president, Jefferson Davis, an economically disadvantaged country whose first order of business, regrettably, was war, as did the USA. The CSA had its own military draft. The Confederate Conscription Act became effective in April of 1862. Uncle Jeff wants you. Recruiters played rough, especially in Alabama. A fellow just about had to join the army. Here is some of what the resistors learned to expect. Their entire families would be blacklisted. Millers would not grind their corn. Ginners would not process their cotton. And storekeepers and blacksmiths refused to serve them. Tenant farm families of draft dodgers would be summarily evicted by landowners. And since the Confederacy was rationing salt, those families rarely received any salt. And that was only the beginning. The homes of resistors were often burned. A draft dodger, when caught, was either jailed or shot. And for this reason, many hundreds of them fled deeper into the mountains, hoping to elude impressment agents. And yet it seemed there was no place they could run to where the authorities would not follow. The aiding and abetting of draft dodgers was suicide, sometimes worse. One man who discouraged eligibles from signing up was himself strung up and set on fire. Another such subversive was punished through his own six sons, each of whom was tortured and hanged. As I've said, recruiters played rough. In Alabama in 1862, it was in the army or else. And thus was the first Alabama cavalry formed. The first Alabama cavalry. It was comprised of men, mountaineers mostly, who had wearied of the pursuit and the harassment and the carnage. They had not wanted to fight in this uncivil war. Yet they were left with no choice. They would become one of the most notorious fighting machines in all the South. They were organized and trained at Corinth under the guidance of the illustrious Brigadier General Grenville Dodge. The general was so proud of his 1st Alabama Cavalry that he immediately sought permission to form another regiment just like it. And over 3 years of battles, the 1st Alabama Cavalry, grew from 800 to 2,000 strong. I cannot imagine why history books did not make more of their participation in the war. They fought in their own home state, Alabama, and in Mississippi, and in the Carolinas. In fact, they accompanied General Sherman on his historic march to the sea through Georgia. General Sherman? Wasn't he a Union general, William Sherman? Oh, that's right. For the regiment of which you've just learned was the 1st Alabama Cavalry of the United States Army, comprised entirely of fed-up Alabama draft resistors, 2,000 Southerners turned Yankee, protesting the cruelty of Confederate conscription. Now you know the rest of the story.